Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day. New hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today. My heart and I'm gonna do my part and make this a positively beautiful day.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to Here's to Your Health with yours truly, me, Dr. D, Dr. Doris Moton Sproul. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you on this brisk, chilly Tuesday evening, October the 19th, 2013. Wonderful day. Awesome day. I hope you've had a beautifully blessed day today. I truly have. It's been a most energetic day today. You know, any time when you can be out talking to people and communing with people and just gathering together with people, it's always a good day. Don't you think? I think so. I don't know what's going on with my studio tonight, guys. I thought maybe I had this problem taken care of, but I won't be able to address your questions because I can't see you in queue, okay? So I just want you to know that it'll rectify itself. But in the event that it doesn't, I just want you to know, in case you're pressing option one, so that I'll see you in queue and you're wondering, why isn't she taking my – that's why. Last week, you know, it straightened itself out, okay? So, maybe this week it'll do the same thing. Maybe it won't. We don't care. We're going to go on anyway, okay? Okay. So with that being said, I'd like to introduce myself to some. And for those of you that don't know me, my name is Dr. Doris Moton Sproul. I am a naturopathic or naturopathic doctor. That means that I use natural protocols such as prayer and herbs and whole food and good water and exercise rather than synthetic drugs to help the body maintain and repair and itself because we know it'll do that. It'll heal itself. If we just give it a little assistance, give it what it needs, and it'll do what it does so very well. You agree? Yes. With that being said, I have certifications in as a raw food chef, an instructor, master herbalist. I also am a dried blood cell analysis, and I am a nationally certified personal trainer. And I simply love what I do. I just love what I do. I really do. So for those of you that know me, you know that I love what I do. And my motto is, your good health is my business. I'm a researcher by nature. I love digging things out. I love knowing why, when, where, how come, all that. So it's just a matter of what do you want your life to stand for? I guess that's what it all boils down to. I've seen enough sickness and dis-ease in my day to last a lifetime. I don't want anything to do with that. If I can help it. You see what I'm saying? And I'm doing all I can to help it. 23 to 30% of illness is generic. The rest is up to you. What are you going to do about it? You know, I hear so often people say, well, you know, it runs in my family. My mama had it, my daddy had it, my brother had it, my sister had it, my auntie had it, my mama on my brother, my auntie on my mama's side had it. You know what? Listen, that may be true. It shall not come nigh this dwelling because I'm doing all that I possibly can to stay the hands of the adversary as far as my health is concerned. You see? So that's just what I'm talking about. That's how it is. I just want to share with you. Oh, okay. I can see you guys now. Okay, so if you have a question or a comment tonight, feel free to just press option one, the number one on your keypad, and I'll be able to see you in queue. See there? See what I'm saying? I wasn't sweating a thing. I said, if it happens, it happens. If not, then so be it. I'm not signing off. I'm here for the duration, from 9 to 10. So listen, I have something I want to share with you tonight before we get started in our health protocol. This is on positive thinking, and it's by Norman Vincent Peale. He says, whenever a negative thought concerning your personal power comes to mind, deliberately voice a positive thought to cancel it out. And I so concur. I so concur. If there's, you know how sometimes thoughts have just come. You know, have you ever had thoughts that were so, oh, I can't even think of a word right now, but it just make you kind of shiver. And you wonder, where in the world did that come from? Well, we know where it came from, the prince of the power of the air. So, you know, we just want to, we know that. And we have to work around that. So whenever something comes to you negative, you know, oh, you're not going to make it, voice a positive opinion. Oh, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. I have not seen my best days yet. I remember one day going into my basement, and I don't know what I went into the basement for, but I knew I had to go in the basement for something. And when I went in the basement, I saw all of this water on the floor. Immediately, I began to speak. This too shall pass. I have not seen my best days yet. You see what I'm saying? I started speaking that thing. Little did I know that my hot water tank had burst. The bottom, I guess, rusted out or something. But I said, you know what? This is not gonna upset my day, because you hear me say all the time, I am a thermostat. I am not a thermometer. I don't react to what's going on in my day. I set the tone for my day. When I get up in the morning and I have my prayer, I'm on my way. If it happened and it did not got off the throne, why am I going to allow it to knock me off kilter? You know, the Lord knew this was going to happen before it happened. And I know that all things work together for good of them that love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose, and I know that's me. So whatever it is that, you know, is going to happen for this, through this or from this, it's going to be for good. The good was I ended up getting a new hot water tank. And look, listen to this. Somebody blessed me with a hot water tank. I'm telling you the truth. It just the way it happened, it was so amazing. I'm shopping around for hot water tanks, comparing prices. Because, you know, being a woman, you have to really be on your P's and Q's. You have to know what you're talking about when you go into these stores and different places to shop for different things. You know, you got to somewhat know about what you're talking about. And I'm not going in talking, the little thingy big and on this and the little silver. You know, I want to know exactly what I'm talking about. So in the process of having somebody to come and check it out, he said, oh, yeah, this is no problem. I'll get this taken care of for you. I said, well, you know, how much is it going to cost? Just let me know how much it's going to cost. And he said, oh, okay, no problem. And I'm telling you the truth. He got the water tank, told me, this all happened within a couple of days. He got the hot water tank for me and put it in. And when I asked him, I said, okay, well, how much is it? He said, oh, don't worry about it. This was around Mother's Day. He said, happy Mother's Day. And it just blew me away. That person was my nephew. And, I mean, I was like, no, wait a minute, nephew, no, wait, let's, you know, what is it? Let me tell you. He said, happy Mother's Day. And I've learned down through the years, how to accept a blessing. You see what I'm saying? And not fight, trying to give the blessing back. I said, you know what? Thank you so very much. I had already spoke positive over it. You know, so I'm not going to stand and try to, you know, give this blessing back that I've already spoken in existence. So I concur with Mr. Norman Vincent Peale. Whenever a negative thought concerning your personal power comes to mind, deliberately voice a positive thought to cancel it out, and it'll do it every time. Listen to this. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. we ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God, and your playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We are born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberate others. Isn't that wonderful? Wow, yes it is. An announcement. This Saturday, I hope to see you all at the Livonia Family YMCA. What time is it? It's a robathon time, November the 23rd, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. And this is a workout for a great cause. Not only, I mean, yeah, it's going to be beneficial health-wise, but this is a way to help somebody else, because all of the proceeds from this aerobathon will go to the Child Watch, children and families. You see what I'm saying? So come on out. Let's work out together. I'll be there, Lord's will. So come join us for a morning packed with fun and challenging aerobic classes. You can sweat, shimmy, and smile your way to improve your health while raising funds for national annual campaign. So it starts at 8 o'clock, and at 8 o'clock you're going to have step with the instructor. Her name is Joan, and she is something else. She is something on that step. At 8:30, we're going to have HIIT with Katie. And at 9 o'clock, we're going to have Zumba with Gloria. And then at 9:30, we're going to have Ripped with Caroline. And at 10 o'clock, kickboxing with Sarah. And at 10:30, we're going to bring it all in with yoga with Crystal. $15 donation. And come on out. Let's do it. And there's also going to be a little program on Thanksgiving for all of you that like to come out that morning and burn up some calories so you can go and get full of your turkey and dressing and sweet potato pie and all that thing. I'll let you know more about it. In fact, I don't have the information at hand, but I will post it on my website tomorrow. By tomorrow, it'll be posted on my website, www.yourgoodhealth.info. You can find it right there starting tomorrow, www.yourgoodhealth.info. Okay? Are you ready for winter? You can welcome winter with a smile. Defend yourself. Get ready. Protect that immune system. Defend yourself and your family with the power of elderberry this fall and winter. Elderberry D3 Fence offers a powerful natural support for the immune system. And elderberry D3 Fence has harnessed the power of elderberry fruit, echinacea, and olive leaf extract to create a powerful immune system fortifier. So Nature Sunshine has put these powerful herbs together, and then they put the 3 in D3 fence by adding vitamin D3, which, you know, research has shown that it helps to strengthen the immune system. So if you want to know more about it, all you have to do is go to my website, www.yourgoodhealth.info, I-N-F-O, and click on either Nature Sunshine I think it's immune system, but click on Nature Sunshine and you'll get a chance to read all about it. And there's also a formula just for kids, and it's a wonderful tasting fruity soft chew, and it's for children. It has a wonderful blend of elderberry, astragalus, and echinacea to support the body's natural immune functions. It also has vitamin C and vitamin D3 for that extra immune system support. And you know what? Kids love the flavor. They absolutely love the flavor. And you're giving them something that they like to take because actually they think it's like candy, but explain to them. I always believe in empowering our children. Let them know it's not candy. This is something that's going to help you. This is going to help to keep you strong, keep your immune system strong, and keep you from catching all those little nasty bugs and colds during the fall and winter. So let them know. So they, you know, don't tell them, come on, you know, it's candy. And then when you turn your back, they're trying to get in the refrigerator or wherever in the cabinet to get the candy because you told them it's candy. Be truthful with them. Let them know, you know. Okay, so go to my website and check it out. The elderberry defense for the entire family, for the adults, the capsules, the elderberry D3 fence for adults and for our children. We got to keep ourselves strong and healthy. Listen, we do not want to be taking no flu shots. I'm going to have my girl back on the show very soon talking about immunizations. April's going to be back with us. Our vaccination expert, she's going to be sharing with us some of the stuff that's going on with vaccines and all these old flu shots and things like that. You don't want to miss it. I will give you the heads up ahead of time, but it's just so very important that we are aware of what's going on. Listen, I am not telling you do not vaccinate. I'm not telling you that. I couldn't tell you that. I'm telling you to educate yourself, to know what you're injecting in you, yourself, and what you're allowing to be injected into your children. And that's all I'm saying. If you see the inserts and you're okay with formaldehyde and all these other kind of things, then okay. God bless you. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying be empowered. And that's what Here's to Your Health is all about, empowering you so that you can make a ethical and wise decision for yourself. That's not for me to do. I make the decision for myself and for my family. Well, family's gone. They're making decisions for themselves. So I make the decision for myself. If you've gone to my website tonight, you've seen a new recipe that I have posted, and it's a pumpkin pie smoothie. And I told you guys if you join in tonight, if you tune in tonight, that I would give you the recipe because I posted the picture, but I didn't get a chance to do the recipe. So I said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put on the website. For those of you that want the recipe, just tune in. So for those of you that are here tonight, I am going to give that recipe. And then later, perhaps tomorrow, I'll get the recipe on the website. But for those of you that have tuned in tonight, you're going to get the recipe tonight. So I hope you got your pen and your paper because I am going to be giving that to you. But before I do, I want to share something with you. You know that eating fruits and vegetables is very important, right? I know you know that as much as you hear me talk about eating fruits and vegetables and Juice Plus, and Juice Plus is 17 fruits, vegetables, and grains, encapsulated forms, the whole phytonutrients, you know, expelled from pesticide-free fruits and vegetables. And I'm talking about that constantly because this is something I take daily. I take my Juice Plus daily without a doubt. No matter what else I do, I take my Juice Plus. But let me share something with you. It's especially important to get your tomatoes. Tomatoes has been proven to reduce stroke risk. High blood levels of lycopene, the carotenoid found primarily in tomatoes, may be associated with a significantly reduced risk of stroke. Tomatoes are good for you. There's been a new study that followed more than 1,000 men ages 46 to 55 for more than 12 years and found that men with the highest lycopene levels were 55% less likely to have a stroke than those with the lowest levels. Now, even after controlling their diabetes and other factors. So, I mean, this is even above and beyond that. So now, the doctor that the study was performed by a doctor, his name is Dr. Junuri Kapai, and he says that he recommends people eat fruits and vegetables, including tomatoes, regularly. Well, listen, that's something Dr. Doris been preaching for I don't know how long. We have got to eat more fresh fruits, vegetables. And you know what? I don't even say anymore vegetarian. I say eat more minimally processed whole foods. Fresh fruits and vegetables. That's what I say. If it comes in a box, if it comes in some kind of container other than the container that it originally came in, then you don't want to consume too much of that. And again, I'm leaving it up to you just how much. You know how much you should eat of any given thing. You see? So I'll leave that up to you. I'm just saying, it's best if you eat more food items, whole food items that comes from the earth in their original packaging. We came from the earth, y'all. We are going to have to go back to the earth to heal, to maintain, to rejuvenate, to repair, to help these bodies heal themselves. We got to go back to the earth, got to drink more. A young lady asked me once, she said, you know, it's so hard for me to understand or to get a grasp on whether I'm drinking enough water. And I said, well, just take your weight in pounds and divide it, and that's what you're to drink in ounces of water a day. If you weigh 100 pounds, 50 ounces in water. And find you a container that's as close to 50 ounces as you can. And you know when you've completed that container, you know that you have your water. Now, if you know that if we exercise, for every hour you exercise, you're supposed to consume 8 more ounces of water. Okay? So that you add that in. So that's how I do it. I have me a gallon jug. And when I drink that gallon jug, I'm really over my water quota. So actually, I can exercise a couple of hours, and I still, you know, have some reserve in there. So just make it easy for yourself, because I found out anything too complicated, it's not going to, you know, you're not going to do it for long because it's going to become burdensome. So just try to make it easy for yourself. We got to know our labels. Once I did a show on what label language means, and I was asked to do that again. I don't know what happened, guys, but I'm back. I am back. Okay, so now where did I leave off? Okay, free range. Birds such as chickens are sheltered and have continuous access to outdoors, along with unlimited access to food and water. However, these claims aren't certified. So anybody can say that their chickens or their turkeys or their whatever is free range. Okay? Cage free. Birds can roam freely inside a building or room with unlimited access to food and fresh water. They're without cages, but can still be packed very tightly, even when they're organic. So that just simply means don't be surprised if, you know, I mean, a lot of times we think conscientiously that, okay, I'm buying this organic turkey or this organic bird or whatever, so it's treated humanely. That's not the case. You know, conventional farms and farms that we knew back in the day where animals roam freely, what is that DVD? I think it's called Food Inc. Go to YouTube and take a look at that. You'll see that those pretty little pictures we see over the dairy section in the store of the cows and all of this, that's a myth. It's all about commercial farming now, and it's really something. You go take a look at it for yourself. Grass-fed. This means that animals receive most of their nutrition from grass throughout their lives. But it may also eat hay or grain indoors during the winter. Animals may still receive antibiotics and hormones, according to the USDA. So don't be fooled by thinking that just because that package says grass-fed, that is grass-fed all the time. And don't think that it said, it's just because it says grass-fed, it's not being given antibiotics and growth hormone. That's how it is. So, and now these labelings are, oh, man, they are so, they're strategic, you know, because they know what people want to see. They know what people want to, when you're in this grocery store, they know that people want to see all natural and organic and all this kind of thing. So it's more or less they say, okay, well, let's give them what they want. But ethically, it's all about that bottom line. It's about that almighty dollar. And we know that. No added hormones. Okay. No added hormones mean that already true of organic. So it's conventional producers that tend to use this term. But there's no certification for these claims. So they could say no added hormones, and they may have no added hormones, but there's no certifications. There is no certifications given. So if there's none given, it doesn't necessarily have to be true. And that's how it is in the Windy City. No, that's how it is in America nowadays, folks. We just have to, you know, do the best we can and just pray and that's it. The recipe for the pumpkin pie smoothie. 2 scoops of Nature's Harvest mix. And this Nature's Harvest is really a wonderful beverage. It's a whole food. It's a green food. It's vegetable protein. It's an antioxidant blend. Essential fatty acids, herbs, enzymes, fiber. It is vegan, it's dairy-free, It's lactose-free, free from all common allergens. You know the common allergens, the soy, the wheat, the corn, that sort of thing. It's free from those. And it is absolutely delicious. It contains 13 grams of protein per serving, and it has 3 grams of sugar, which is it's really good. And the sugar is from the fruit, the fructose. So I suggest you try it. This is what I use in my pumpkin pie smoothie. And I use several different protein. I like trying different things. I have a hemp seed protein powder that I use. It's 15 grams of protein. But today I just happened to use this one, and I am most pleased with it. And I'll be using it again. In fact, I like it so much, I'm recommending it. If I had tried it and didn't like it, you wouldn't be hearing about it. I also used a cup of pumpkin. Now, you can get the frozen pumpkin pulp, or you can get the canned pumpkin. They have it organic. I think it only has like 10 grams of salt, and it's in the PBA-free cans. I don't do a lot of cans. But this one I found, and I thought I'd try it. It's good in a pinch. It's something I don't intend to do regularly, but just to try this recipe out, it was good. I put a half a cup of rolled oats. I put a teaspoon of allspice, a teaspoon of cinnamon, and a teaspoon of pumpkin extract. I had a fourth of a cup of raisins, a fourth of a cup of pecans, and a fourth of a cup of walnuts. Now, if you want, you can omit the walnuts and use the pecan, omit the pecans, use the walnut, whatever you decide. It's fine. I just had a taste for both of them. And you can also use agave if it's not sweet enough for you. I don't need it. But if you want just a little sweetness to it, you can add anywhere from a half a teaspoon to a tablespoon of agave. Agave is very low on the glycemic index. So if you want to try it both ways. Try it without adding anything to it. And then if you're going to add some fruit, you can add like papaya or pineapple, whatever fruit you decide you want to, if you want to do it in place of the agave. Like I said, I don't need the agave, but if I wanted maybe a little sweet taste, I may add me a little bit of agave. Also, a tablespoon of flaxseed, and a tablespoon of flaxseed is the recommended. It's one serving, and you should actually have 2 tablespoons a day for your serving of flaxseed. Awesome fiber source, and I highly recommend it. Also, sometimes I'll put chia seeds in my smoothies, but this is how I put this together. I put my 2 scoops of Nature Harvest. Now, you can put this either in a Vitamix, or if you have the Ninja or the BlendTec or whatever you have, or just a good blender. You can put it in there. And then put the 1 cup of pumpkin and the half a cup of rolled oats. Sometimes I use an entire cup of rolled oats, it depending on how thick I want it, how substancey I want it, okay? And I'll sip on it. That'll be, if it's for my breakfast, I'll sip on it, you know, during the breakfast, for my breakfast. And it really fills me up. And now at the end, after everything, I put my allspice and my cinnamon and my pumpkin extract in there. And after it's all smooth, you can even put a couple of chunks of ice. And I also use almond milk. And if I'm going to use soy milk, I only use the organic soy. I know the controversy about soy milk and it's not good for this and that. And I disagree wholeheartedly. And when I use soy, in whatever form I use it in, tofu, soybeans, edamame, I use the USDA organic. Okay, there we go with the labels and stuff again. But that's just my choice. So after everything's all mixed up, if you want to put your little agave in there, that's the time to do it. And then after everything is mixed, grind your flaxseed. Don't use flaxseed that's you grind maybe a day or two in advance. It becomes rancid. It loses a nutritional value when you grind it like that. You want to grind your flaxseed and then use them right then and there. So after you got everything, your Nature's Harvest, and you can go to Nature's Sunshine. Go to my website and click on Nature's Sunshine. And in the little search bar over at the top of the page, just put in Nature's Harvest, NatureshareVest. And you can read all about it, okay? So after you put the Nature's Harvest, the pumpkin, the 1/2 cup, of rolled oats, raw, don't cook it, do not cook it, 1 teaspoon of allspice. You can also use the instant rolled oats. If you prefer the instant, you can use the instant. I like chewy sometimes. I like chewy. So put the allspice and the teaspoon of cinnamon and the teaspoon of pumpkin extract. And after everything is completely blended and your milk, I use anywhere from a cup to a cup and a half of milk, my almond milk or my soy milk, organic soy, and organic almond, or make sure that it says non-GMO almond milk. And then after that's all blended, then I place my flaxseed in and pulse it for a few minutes. And then I put my raisins, my pecans, and my almonds in the bottom of my protein cup. And when you go to my website, you'll see that beautiful protein cup there, non-PBA. No, it has no PBA in it. And it's from Nature Sunshine, a big, I think it's like 20 ounces. And it's like $4 and something. If you go to my website, you can check that out as well. And I put all my raisins and everything, my pecans and my walnuts in the bottom of my protein cup, my shaker cup. And then I pour my smoothie over in it, and then I just shake it up. Because sometimes I just want to chew. You know, I'm that way I get my smoothie, and then I'm chewing too. And, you know, sometimes if you're really hungry and you drink something and you just drink it down, it's really not as satisfying as it is when you chew. You get those gastric juices, the pumping, you know, and you just, it's better. You feel fuller. So that's how I do mine, okay? Try it. Let me know how you like it. I loved it. It was, and then if you make it and you're taking it with you, by the time you get ready to drink it, the raisins have plumped up and the pecan and the walnuts, they become more chewy. You know, it's like you soaked them because they're sitting in the protein in the smoothie itself. So that's just one of my recipes. If you want any more information, if it's anything you missed, I'm going to be posting it by tomorrow evening. I should have it posted on my website. I've already got the picture up of everything that you need. Well, most of the things, because I don't think I had the extract on there, and that's about it, because I ran out. But, yeah, that's about it. So I just want to let you guys know again that I'm looking forward to seeing you this coming Saturday. Come on out and let's work out. Let's work these bodies together. You know, let's get us some good exercise. And now, you know, $15 for, what is it, 8, 9, 10, 11, 8, 9, 10, 30. From 8 to 10:30, that is a good deal. And then to help somebody, it's always a good deal, isn't it? So actually it's from 8 a.m. to 11:30, to 11 o'clock, I'm sorry, because we go into yoga with Crystal for 10:30, and it's over at 11. So that's 3 hours of working out and then just bringing it all in, calm, cool, and Women Collective with some yoga, with some stretching. So we're going to have a good time. And then, hey, maybe afterwards, let's go have a healthy breakfast somewhere, okay? Well, with that being said, the clock on the wall says it's time to get up out of here. You guys, if you haven't did your cleanse for the fall, I want you to really consider doing that. Get that done. Get that taken care of. We got to keep the body clean. You know, the Bible says you can't put new wine in an old wineskin. So clean your body. Keep your body clean. Keep your blood clean. You can't imagine what the terrain of the body looks like on the inside when it's dirty, when it's polluted. One way you can tell if you're having a bowel movement and it's coming out like a snake and it's real little, you know what I'm saying, in diameter, it's really, you know, something is wrong. You congested. Because it should come out like a horse, like my granddaughter say, Granny, I had a good bowel movement, and it's not turds, it's poop, and that's how it should be, poop. Okay, all right. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. Even amidst the little difficulties we have, you guys still come. You're still here. You're still hanging in with me, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. If you want to chime in, we got a couple of seconds. If you want to chime in, if anybody wants to say anything tonight, you can feel free to do so at this time. Don't have much time, but I'll let you even close it out tonight. So if you want to do that, just press option 1 on your telephone keypad. And I'll see you in queue and bring you in, and you can close us out tonight. Are you shy? Okay, well, thanks, guys. Thanks for tuning in tonight. I so appreciate you. Come back next week, Lord's will. We'll do it all over again. I'm going to try my best to have Pastor Lionel Smith on. He has a wonderful testimony to share concerning weight loss and some herbs, from Pure Herbs, that he has been taking. And I so want him to come and share his testimony with all of you. So do not miss a show. I don't know if I'll be able to get him on next week. I'm going to do my very best, okay? So everybody send out good thoughts that Pastor Smith is going to be on next week. Let's put it out there, okay? Okay. With that being said, we're going to close it up tonight, close it out. Thanks, guys, once again, for your support. It's appreciated. Listen, do one thing you think you cannot do. Fail at it. Try again. Do better the second time. The only people who never tumble are those who never mount the high wire. This is your moment. Own it. Thank you, Miss Oprah Winfrey, for that little nugget. Okay, guys, good night. I love you all. Have a blessed night. Have a sweet sleep. And, Lord's will, we'll do it next week all over again. Good night, everybody.
If you want something to play with, go and find yourself a toy. Baby, my time is too expensive, and I'm not a little boy. If you are serious, It makes me furious. But if you want me to love you, then baby I will. Girl, you know I will. Tell it like it is. Don't be ashamed. Let your conscience be your guide. But I know deep down inside of me, I believe you love me. Forget your foolish pride. Life is too short to have sorrow. You may be here today and gone tomorrow. You might as well get what you want. So go on and live. Baby, go on and live. Tell it like it. I'm nothing to play with. Go and find yourself some. But I tell it like it is. My time is too expensive, and I'm not.